Okay, Shia, what's the date today? 29th of June.
30th of June.
5771. Oh, before I start, I've got an answer to the question I posed at the last Shia, when I asked a simple question in basic understanding, not religion. We know in Judaism that a lot of things stop at midnight, such as you couldn't eat the Korban Pesach after midnight, you couldn't eat the normal sacrifices that you had a day and a half, it was always midnight. And how did they know when midnight was? The sun goes during the day, so you know when sunrise, sunset, midday, it's in the middle. How did they know when midnight was? And some people had ideas that you measure it with candles, but that didn't really explain how do you know exactly when midnight is. You can work out hours, but how do you know after how many hours is midnight? And the answer is very, very simple. In halachic terms, midnight is always exactly 12 hours after midday. So then you can use your candle idea to work out how long is hours when they didn't have watches. But it's very, very simple. Judaism, midday is exactly 12 hours after midnight. On the other way around, obviously. So if you have midnight at 12, if you have midday's 12:12, midnight will be 12:12. That's the same how it works. It's always 12 hours after.
Looking at the sun.
So you know when midday is because you can tell when the sun is. So then you count 12 hours from then and you've got midnight.
And if it's a foggy day.
Yes, well, that's always a question, which is why on Pesach we stop eating the chametz earlier. But you'll have an idea when yesterday's midday was. It's always roughly the same at the time of year. Well, that comes down to Dr. Solkin's idea of you can do methods like candle burning and seeing how long and measuring that sort of thing. You know, so once you know when it is, you can then calculate and work out how many hours to go. But it's always exactly 12 hours. Very simple. It's always 12. I found out. I saw it just. I wasn't even looking for it. I saw it brought down in a sefer that says midnight is always. I thought, oh, yes, there's the answer to my question. I better tell everybody at the shir.
It also goes by the moon, the position of the moon.
Apparently, that is not true. It's not scientific. Yes, the moon does move, because you can clearly see it moves, but it's not like the sun always rises. Midday, it's in the middle. It's perfect. Moon is not like that. It's not specific.
If I'm not mistaken, in ancient times, before the modern communication,
lunar calendar,
there used to be shlichim, emissaries.
To see when the moon for Rosh Chodesh.
Place to place and announce in each
when
settlement.
Rosh Chodesh.
Good watches.
The Muslims, I found that, still use that today. Because the guy said to me, Ramadan will not start till we see the moon. And that amazed me because he said, we still don't know when Ramadan will be.
But that was an approximation, wasn't it? That's why we have 2 days.
That's right, because he didn't know. There was always a debate,
sure.
Yes.
So, I suppose the candle would be...
In the last month, Sivan, which we've just had, the Mola, the birth of the new moon, was 2 days before we had Rosh Chodesh, which is very rare.
Oh,
right. But, you know, because obviously the way the calendar is, it's set, it sort of moves. But that's the answer to that question. Now I have another question for you. Well, this one I'm going to answer, that's why I have all this. But I want to get your views. We talk about the Jewish way of life. We're having a Jewish way of life exhibition. It's not my own question. I've seen this in books, and I've heard this in schools, and I've heard this in meetings. Famous question. Is Judaism a religion of beliefs, faith, or is it a religion of practice? I've heard this question many times, of which there have been many books.
Both.
And you say both.
Both.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
I say you say belief. Mm.
But it's naaseh.
I like that
actions.
One. I like that one.
Nishma,
yes.
Belief.
Good.
Why can't it be all of them?
It can be. Didn't say it can't.
Yeah, it could
be faith. Jesus, but I'm posing the famous question that is asked because people can get confused. They say you're doing. We're going to shul, we'll do tefillin, we're doing tzitzis, we're doing this, we're not doing that, we're not eating this, not going here, not
but
doing
it's
that.
It's parallel, it's simultaneous.
Yes, okay.
The actions. That's,
it's mainly faith, isn't it? Because with no proof.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. That's what I want to speak about. But there is.
Cyclic, like the Jewish calendar is cyclic. It's a very cyclic thing, you know, the action. Produces the belief produces the action.
That's one of the things we'll come and talk about. Because this Hannah Ashley, who was putting up this exhibition, and she was going around with the teachers, I don't know if you heard it, I think you were here then, she said a lot of people forget when they're going and viewing Judaism, Judaic artefacts and learning about Judaism, they forget about God. Were you here when she said that? And I have that as well when you go around to school, because they all focus on practice, laws, dietary laws, laws of Shabbos, the laws of this, the laws of that, Jewish values, life cycles, Shema, Pesach, all the things you see here, Chanukah, it's all, yeah, we'll do, don't do, don't do, don't do, that a lot of people forget it's all about God. You know, God is very much not in the equation at some of these things, and a lot of people do think that.
That's just tradition, isn't it? Basically, the things you just mentioned, tradition. Mm. It's not belief, it's tradition.
Right, yes, the actions that we do, the traditions that we follow.
Who asked the question?
Well, I did see a book that I remember from my school days, right. A Judaism book, and that's when I first saw the question.
Right.
You see if I can find it after many years.
Sorry,
I first saw the question, this was, and it was her Jewish book as well. The woman who came here, she said she used this textbook for our Judaism GCSEs. And I remember seeing in here many years ago when we first discussed it, there was a question in here, I probably won't find it now. Is Judaism a religion of beliefs or a religion of practice?
I just wondered where the question came from.
Came from this book.
Right.
Many years ago, that's when I first heard this question.
And did it give you the answer?
This is in the book.
Great,
who are the Jews? What the Jews believe? Page 7. See if it's there. That's the first time I came across this. The freedom.
Sometimes non-Jewish people ask: is Judaism a race or a religion?
Yes, that's a secondary question. That I was thinking. Yes. Well, we're going to find out. See if I can find this question.
That's fine, that's not. I just wonder which book it came from.
I think somebody, I've got a book.
That poses the question.
Somebody famous like Rabbi Hillel.
Just about Judah. I know that he wanted to give it to them. Rabbits were present. And... I've got this, he decided not to, and I've got this book. It's just about what is Judah.
Okay, so that's a question I've heard you answer. I like that idea of Naseh v'Nishma. I like that one, I can use that one. Yes, that's a good one. So that's an interesting one. But I would like to go through some sources. And I'm very grateful to you, the rabbis, the Gemara says about in the merit of giving a shear, one sees things, hears things, remembers things. And I was able, when doing research for this year, I was able to come across, remember that I'd seen something and not seen it for about 10, 11 years, the amazing explanations of the Rambam on the 13 principles of faith. Wonderful thing. But so I was able to go through that again. I've not done that for nearly over 10 years. So I'm grateful to you all for that opportunity. I want to bring your attention to a Gemara in Makkos, a Talmud in Makkos, which deals with the... Makkos literally means... pardon?
Plagues.
Well, yes, it's the same idea of Makkos, plagues. It's the idea of the Malchus, the 40 lashes.
Stripes.
Yeah, literally stripes. So it deals with...